Let's go to sport, and a record 6 women have been selected to represent New Zealand in canoe sprint at the Paris Olympics. The athletes will compete across the K1, K2 and K4 events at the Games, with New Zealand's most successful ever Olympian, Dame Lisa Carrington, to lead the charge and contest all 3 disciplines. We're joined by sports reporter Felicity Reid. OK, Dame Lisa already has 6 Olympic medals. Will she be bringing more home from Paris?
You wouldn't bet against her. She's really put herself into a position to be getting more medals to add to that haul. She's off to her 4th Olympics. But this year it's going to be a bit of a different campaign. Her best ever event, the K1 200, has been axed from the program in Paris. Canoe New Zealand put up a bit of a fight when that happened in 2020 just because of how successful she has been in this. But she will do the K1 500 medal, where she'll actually match up against a very strong competition from a Kiwi, Amy Fisher, who is back into the Olympic team. So these two have been pushing each other for years. Carrington sort of has the edge, but maybe we'd expect 2 medals out of this race once it comes around in August. And after Fisher withdrew from that, citing those concerns about the high-performance program, she's back also in the K2 500 herself with Lucy Matahari. And Carrington will then team up with Alicia Hoskin in the K2, so 2 boats in the K2. And then those two will add 2 more, so the Olympic debutantes Tara Vaughan and Olivia Britt, to make the K4. So still quite a busy program for Carrington, even though there is 1 event dropped. And she is the only one of these 6 athletes doing all 3 disciplines. So here is what Carrington says about how she keeps herself at the top of the sport for so long.
I think it's just not limiting myself to a gold medal or a performance. There's definitely has to be an element of creativity around what is possible. I think what can limit me or us sometimes is just thinking that the gold medal is all that you can achieve. And really, when you take the bigger picture, there's so much more. So that's what's been really fortunate about being in it for so long, is I've been able to learn how to want more than just the winning or the performing, and that's been really motivating as well.
And a big part of New Zealand being able to put out these 6 women for the Olympics today is that Carrington's success over the last few years, well, decade really, has funneled extra funding into the canoe sport, and it's really given these opportunities to these athletes. Carrington says they've now got world-class resources and they're better looked after earlier in their careers. So regardless of how long Carrington is pushing in the sport, she has really paved the way for the others, and her teammates really do acknowledge that today as well.
And the Warriors have signed a familiar name. The son of a former coach is joining the team next season.
Jet Cleary, the youngest son of former Warriors coach Ivan Cleary, has signed a multi-year deal with the Warriors. So Jet's 17. He was born in New Zealand while Ivan was coaching here. But Jet has been with the Penrith Panthers in their academy system. That's the same club, the very successful club, that his dad and older brother Nathan also play with. Jet is it in the halves? He hasn't really been getting any first grade time, so he's crossing the Tasman in order to sort of progress his own career. And the interesting part about this as well is that there are a lot of questions for Sean Johnson this week about whether he'd be sticking around next season. He says he's yet to sign a contract, so it'll be to see whether Jet's inclusion means for Johnson. But another signing for the Panthers, from the Panthers to the Warriors this week, after James Fisher-Harris had done the same as well. But we do get to see the Warriors tomorrow in action against the Gold Coast Titans at Mount Smart for their first home Anzac game in 9 years. And coach Andrew Webster is looking forward to the occasion and what it means. And he says while rugby league should never be compared to war, it offers an opportunity to pay respect.
Really proud of why we've got a game. I think we deserve one off the back of last year. So I'm proud of the boys. They've created that. Our fans have created that because they obviously feel that there's going to be an occasion, and there's obviously going to be, feel like there's going to be a level of respect to Anzac Day here. And I don't think the fans or the players on both sides are going to let anyone down in that.
And kickoff is at 4 o'clock tomorrow in front of yet another sellout crowd.
Thank you, Felicity. That's our sports reporter, Felicity Reid.